Hey listeners,
what you got going on?
This is the first time that you come here.
It's your first time.
Late nights.
With Trav and Lowe's.
Late nights with Trav and Lowe's.
Welcome to another Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's.
Late nights.
If it's your first time here, give yourself a listen.
Give us a listen.
Shut
up and listen.
You shut up and listen. That's the topic today.
That's actually the topic. See what we did there? Because we're loose.
We're loose.
So we started a few minutes ago on our Periscope doing some improv exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're loosey-goosey. Watch this.
Oh.
See?
Travis just did the wave.
The wave, yeah. You guys can't see it on the podcast because you're not watching the Periscope. Again, added bonus to the Periscopers. So here's the setup for this show in general. Mm. Trav and Lowe's, we are really good friends. I was thinking I'm going to promote you to my bestie.
Whoa.
I'm not. I don't want anything from you. I'm not asking you to say I love you too.
Okay.
But you're my bestie.
All right.
So Lowe's just got promoted live on the air.
Oh,
and yeah.
Sent hearts, man.
Oh, thanks for the hearts, everybody. this is a big deal. Trav and his bestie, Lowe's, come together periodically for a late night chat session, and we invite you to come along. Every other conversation, we switch who's hosting. So tonight, Lowe's is hosting. He's going to bring a topic to the table, and we're going to chat about it. And I'm going to respond, because I've never heard this topic. I don't know what he's going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to respond as if I'm the audience. And you guys can listen along, agree or disagree. Hit us up on our Twitter, at Trav and Lowe's, or our website, at Trav and Lowe's. No, not the website is not at. Hit us up on our website, travandlowe's.com, and engage with the conversation and the topic as well. And let's get started. What do you have today?
Yeah, so thanks for joining. We appreciate you taking the time to listen. It means a lot. Really, it means a lot.
They can't see this, but I'm engaging the Periscopers.
Yeah, Travis is waving his hands back and forth, and he has these blue light-up glasses.
I got these at VidCon.
Yeah, VidCon.
I was gone all week at VidCon.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what I want to talk about. A while back, in fact, a long while back, the first two episodes we had were on self-learning. Mm-hmm. We had part one and a part two.
And it's all been downhill from there. Those were good.
Those were fantastic. So I'm sorry. And so what I want to talk about is, I think in one of those we started talking about having an intern's mentality when you start at a position.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep that mentality as you go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so for me, I should have an intern mentality right now, and you the same. It's like the hustler's mentality.
Yes.
Keep going. Right. I want to drill more into that, and then I want to spin it and look at it from a different perspective. Right.
Hmm.
Because the intern's mentality is not just the hustle.
Okay.
There's more to it.
So this is going to be an episode full of excitement, thrills, and chills.
I hope so.
I'm ready.
I hope so. And the way that I've came across this was one of my peers at work.
Uh-huh.
She has a blog post, and I'll link about it. And it opened my eyes to this other side of what an intern's mentality is. Okay.
So this is Mary Claire?
This is Mary Claire, yeah.
Yeah, so we had another episode, mm-hmm. I don't know what number it was, but where you were talking about a Medium post that she wrote.
The Art of Listening.
Oh, so good. That was a really good one.
She's dope. She's dope. I learned a lot from her.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And,
is she an Aussie?
She is French and English.
French and English.
And she works in Australia.
Sounds fantastic.
Awesome accent.
Yeah, I bet.
And so when you're an intern, there's stages that happen before you become an intern. At some point, you're a student.
Mm-hmm.
And then you enter a job, and it's your early stages. I want to focus on when you first get a job.
Okay.
This is targeted to you.
Oh, right? Okay.
And there's a lot of you that are just starting your jobs or about to start a job, or that's your goal. And so I want to focus this message to you.
Fantastic.
And we can learn from it too.
Oh, totally. Okay? Yeah.
So I want to talk about this principle. It's a Japanese martial art principle.
What's it called?
Aikido. It comes from Aikido.
Does it?
It comes from Aikido. Yeah. And so she accounts a story of how she first learned about this idea, mm-hmm. right? She was in a meeting, and she was early in her career, which we have been early in our careers.
Yeah.
I'd say when you start a new job anywhere, you're still early in your career,
yep.
right? And she was asking way too many questions for someone as fresh as her on the team. And the lead engineer eventually turned her way and said, shoo.
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 S-H-O-O?
S-H-U. She goes, did you just shush me?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I said shoo. Shoo hari. She goes, what does that mean? And he says, it means shut up and listen. And so she read up on it, and she learned that she didn't know enough of the context yet to begin asking her questions.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Which we talk, so the three stages that we're going to talk about are shu, ha, and ri.
Shu, hari.
Shu, ha, and ri.
Ooh.
Right. Okay, so shu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we're going to get to the point here. Shu is to protect, keep, or maintain. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this early stage is all about building a strong technical foundation. It's about repetition and building muscle memory.
Uh-huh.
Now, you got to remember, this is coming from Aikido, which is like a martial art.
Yeah.
Right? The student follows the teachings of a single master and focuses on how to do the tasks without worrying overly about the underlying theory. So a lot of times it's kind of like you have to walk before you run.
Yeah,
it's
this
like,
is building good habits.
Mm-hmm, this is building good habits, right?
Yeah.
This is like Western's like analogy, right? You need to learn how to walk before you can run.
Uh-huh.
You got to learn how to crawl before you can walk.
I really like the analogy of like when you're learning basketball,
mm-hmm.
you focus on those fundamentals and like how does your finger grip the ball and curl up with a rebound or with a dribble and
yep.
push it down? And
yep.
how does you move laterally and stuff like that?
Because mm-hmm.
when you're in the game, you're focusing on strategy.
Yep.
Not these maneuvers.
Yep. Strategy, not maneuvers. Shu, right, is you're not worrying about the underlying theory. You're just, like you said, you're just learning, like, how do your fingers, in the analogy of basketball,
mm-hmm.
like, make contact with the ball.
Yes.
If there are many ways to do something, the student only concentrates on the way the master is teaching it.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay. At this stage, it is up to the master when the student moves to ha, and it's up to the student to empty their cup and be a sponge.
Mm-hmm. During the ha stage?
During the shu stage,
mm-hmm.
right? Because during the shu stage, you need to have a beginner's mind.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay? Because
uh-huh.
because an expert's mind is too full to teach.
I like the analogy of emptying your mind.
Yeah, so
being a sponge.
So empty your mind, empty your cup.
Empty your cup.
And you can take it further, because if you think your cup is empty, it's full of emptiness.
Ooh.
So you have to crush your cup.
Ooh.
There is no cup. There is no spoon. No, but really, really.
That's deep.
If you say, my mind is empty, it's not empty, it's full of emptiness.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to move past it and just be and let the master teach you.
That is actually difficult.
It is super difficult to empty your mind and not be cognizant that it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard place to be.
Yeah.
And to reach.
I have gotten better at that recently.
Tell me more.
Because of our sleep schedule.
Oh,
which,
okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've accepted the challenge.
I've accepted the polyphasic challenge.
So this is day three for you.
This is day three.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
So before going to sleep, I mean, when you got like 20 minutes and that's all you got to get some work done,
mm-hmm.
some sleep work done,
mm-hmm.
you have to move pretty quickly to get into your REM sleep.
Yeah, your REM sleep.
And a part of that, something that I've found helpful, is just, you know, being continuously better at emptying my mind.
Yes.
Like, I go to, like, I'm like, okay, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, time to take 20 minutes nap,
yep.
but I'm working on things. I have to, like, get that stuff away from me.
Yeah.
So there's a few strategies you could do. You could meditate for 5 minutes first. You could, like, you know, I actually found looking up and to the right very...
That works for you.
It's weird. I don't know.
Well, that works for you, though.
I stumbled upon it. I close my eyes and I look up and to the right, and it actually is better than if I'm just like letting my eyes go wherever
yeah,
they go.
Yeah, yeah. Just
I don't know why it works.
That's cool. I'd like to talk to you more about some polyphasic
tips. Yeah, we'll do it later. But anyway, the art of emptying your mind is not easy, but with practice, you actually do get better.
Yes. So that's the first stage, is shu. And when she was told shu, she needed to be
in an empty cup.
A crushed cup.
Previously empty, now crushed cup.
Yep, beginner's mind.
Beginner's cup.
And then when the master says you're ready, you move into ha, which is to detach.
Okay.
And at this stage, the student begins to break free of the master and explores other ways of doing things to some extent.
Yeah.
They reflect on the meaning of everything and question it all.
Okay.
Right? With a strong foundation.
This is the foundation that the master has given them.
Yes. A strong foundation. Uh-huh. And this can go, if you're listening, to design, development.
Yeah. I mean, everything.
Everything.
Like child rearing.
Strong foundations.
The word rearing is not great.
With a strong foundation, they can learn the underlying principles and theory behind the techniques.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The student will also start to learn from other masters.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Other mentors. And develop their own understanding of the practice.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm just saying a lot. But like this is like the art of any type of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's copying. So you're learning directly from one master,
mm-hmm.
and then you're combining, looking for other masters, mm-hmm. and then we'll get into reforming or transforming.
Reforming or transforming. And what I like is you're relating this Aikido and this form of mastery to remixing, which is something you've talked about.
Oh, yeah. Right? Totally.
Right? And so it's cool to see parallels.
I mean, everything is one internal round.
Yeah.
This is... Yeah, everything's related.
And then...
This is good. I really like this.
Okay, good. And then you go into Re. Which is go beyond, transcend.
Okay.
The student becomes a practitioner at the stage and is learning from their experiences rather than only from others.
Right.
Okay? I think you're at this point when it comes to design and being in your career. Okay, you've learned a lot from others.
Yeah.
You're now learning from your experiences.
Yeah. But I think it's a layer. It's not really a step. Do you know what I mean? I'm still learning from others.
Yes.
I'm still trying to crush my cup all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like once you're adept at crushing your cup and filling it up with what your sensei is giving you,
mm-hmm.
you can add another layer on of looking at other senseis.
That's right.
Once you're adept at looking at many, you can add another of like intuitive creation on your own. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's never like you never leave one of it's like a circle that keeps on getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
you never leave the outer circle.
Yes, to support that.
Okay.
He or she, this person, right, who is now in Re, creates approaches and methods of their own, that's what you were talking to, and adapt what they've learned to their own particular circumstances.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how meaningful creation happens.
Yeah.
If you're just going to copy whatever else is out there, even if you copy and combine,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be maybe effective, whatever, maybe work. But the most meaningful types of creation is when it comes from your own understanding and own personal set of circumstances,
mm-hmm.
solving a unique problem that you are addressed with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the best type of creation is going to happen.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. In all her meetings and workshops, she says, this is a question she asks herself, and this is what I'm starting to ask myself.
MC.
So
MC?
Yeah.
She goes by MC?
She goes by MC.
Oh, cool. That's tight.
She says, in all my meetings and workshops, I ask myself, what stage am I in, and let it guide my behavior.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So she's saying, like, for today, what should I be like?
And it's not so much for today, it's... I'm in this moment.
Uh-huh.
What stage should I be in this moment?
Uh-huh.
Should I be in shu, ha, or ri?
Is she adapting what stage she should be in to her surroundings? Or is she saying, in my core, where am I at? And then letting that interpret her surroundings? That's the question.
I would say yes and yes.
Oh, okay.
Right. You can go meta with this,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, in what state of mind am I today?
Right.
And in my meetings, what state of mind is this
is what should I do? What should I be doing?
What should I be doing? Because I am.
Because other people have needs too.
Because I am in many aspects in Shu, in Ha, and Ri, depending on my experiences. Right?
Yeah.
So
Daniel-san.
Daniel-san.
Nice.
So as a manager, she uses it with her team to help designers guide their own behavior and accelerate their learning. And it also gives them a language that they understand so they can discuss growth together.
How important is that?
Yeah.
Having shared, like, vocabulary over a topic. Like, we think, like, oh, yeah, we all speak English.
Yeah.
We all can understand each other. But it's not true.
It's not.
It's really not true. When you dive into the details of something, especially something as kind of, like, cultural as design, like, having a defined set of vocabulary, mm-hmm. it really makes the experience. A while ago, I was talking with one of the PMs, or the project managers at work.
Right.
And as a designer, I'm explaining why I made these choices. And he is pushing back and saying, well, I think this is not a wise choice because of this, this, and this.
Okay.
And we both now have stated our opinion.
Okay. Right?
And I think I may have talked about this. I know I've written about it.
Okay.
But we both have stated opinion, and they're actually opposing each other.
Right.
And then I would say something like, you know, I understand completely your opinion. I care about this topic about 40%.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go, you know, I care about 60.
Okay.
And I go, you win.
You win.
Done. Like, we don't have to argue.
Yeah.
It's you care about it more. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's the solution to all your problems. But
right.
I'm saying this is an example of having a shared vocabulary and being able to communicate clearly with one another.
Yeah, common language.
A common language. Once I'm able to share how deeply I feel about a topic, if I say, dude, I really care about this about 90%, you're like, oh, I didn't realize I'm like 3%, dude. Let's just do it your way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whether you care or not about a thing doesn't mean that it's a good choice.
Yes.
But it does help at least iron out that part of the conversation really well.
Right. Right.
That's just about, yeah.
It's good. At some point in your career, you're going to be a student, an intern, an explorer. You're going to transcend, etc. You should ask yourself, what stage am I in? Am I in Shu, am I in Ha, or am I in Ri? The goal is to know in what state of learning you should be in, and what state of creation you should be in. Because there's a certain capacity for your skills that can only take you so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, I like it.
All right.
Thanks for sharing with us. Okay, I'm looking at the review. We have a new review.
Oh, we have a new review.
We have a new review. I haven't read this yet. We got 5 stars. This is by... Pistonier.
Oh, he was in the Periscope.
Are you in the Periscope, buddy? Hearts if you're in the Periscope, dude. Or lady.
Pistonier.
And are you a dude or lady? I guess it doesn't matter.
He's a dude. He was the first one in.
He wrote good dudes. So, there he is. I got some hearts.
There he is. Hey, he said hey.
Hey. All right. We got a review. And if I'm saying your name wrong, I'm very sorry. These guys are really doing something interesting. Sharing their existential trials and tribulations of everyday work life provides a nice way to chill and laugh with them as I experience my own.
That's cool.
He's relating. That's nice. That's a good review, dude. I really like it.
Yes, thanks
for sharing that. If you leave a review, we like to look at them and read them on the air. And the legend is that they help the show.
That's the legend.
I'm sure that the ratings help the show, like the 5 stars. I don't know how the actual words help the show, but it definitely helps us feel warm and fuzzy. So I appreciate the review. And if you're listening to this show and Lois's Shuhari explanation has helped you, what a great way to pay it back to Lois to give him a great review on iTunes.
Yeah, and if you have any questions as well, we can discuss the topic in depth a little bit more. It could have been a little meta.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Actually, that's what we're going to do right now. Let's say goodnight to everybody on the podcast, and then let's open up the Periscope for questions and answers for a few minutes, and we'll jump into a new podcast
later. All right, let's do it. So,
all right, good night, everyone.
Good night.
We love your face and your butts.